Good day, people. Today is the first episode of Sportified Podcast for the year. I'm Akin Lose Esther, and I'm here with my host.
I'm Akin Jobi Sadiq, and I'm excited to be here with
Adebe Tuishi.
So today we're going to talk about the latest scores from all the major matches that happened over the weekend, starting with the match at Arsenal.
Arsenal was dumped out of the FA Cup this weekend. That was a shocking surprise because they are actually defending champions. They were defeated by Nottingham Forest 4-2.
Ouch.
The match was, although we saw Asemenga on the stands because he served his first match ban from his three-match ban, the FA actually dashed him some days ago. Then we move to, we saw Chelsea, actually the defending champions of the Premier League, actually held to a 0-0 draw at Carrow Road in Norwich.
And it was so annoying because now they are much more fixtures pile up for Chelsea because they have to play Nottingham again and they still have two matches against Arsenal, not counting the matches against Barcelona and the rest of the team in February.
But there are some good news. Man United won Derby County and Manchester City actually won Burnley. Moving very fast to Spain, Barcelona was victorious against Levante 3-0, while Real Madrid
were held at home 2-2 to Celta. Now I can confidently say that the league is over for them. There is no hope for them collecting the league this season.
Italian Serie A, AC Milan won 1-0, Napoli also won, Juventus also won, so there was no major upset in the Italian league. In the French league, there was no big one. But there was the French League Cup, which PSG actually ousted their opponent, which was Rennes, 6-1, with Neymar scoring 2 goals, Di Maria scoring 2 goals, and Mbappe scoring 2 goals.
Awesome. So going straight to the news of the moment, Philippe Coutinho just moved to Barcelona for $160 million. Toyeshi, what do you think of that?
That's a good buy. Judging by this market, that's a good buy. So we hope Coutinho will actually perform well with Messi, with Dembele, with Suarez. Come on, the unstoppable in the league they've already won.
Like, seriously, the way the Barcelona team looks right now, it is so frightening.
Going to the Stamford Bridge, Chelsea saw a new player introduced to the ranks, Ross Barkley, who will wear jersey number 8, and Antonio Conte hopes to boost his midfield with his inclusion.
And I love Ross Barkley because he's a multi-talented player. He can hold the ball, he can dribble, and he can lift the ball from the deep midfield position and take it forward to find spaces in your opposition team. But one thing that he needs to work on is his goal scoring ability for him to be able to score goals that matters for Chelsea. But Toyeshi, looking at the Madrid team right now, what do you think Madrid need to do? Who do you need, they need to carry to meet Barcelona right now?
I believe Madrid season is over, actually. The only thing they need to focus on is probably the Copa del Rey and the Champions League, which I doubt actually that they are going to win, because the rate at which PSG is going, I don't see Madrid defeating PSG. But we don't know, Ronaldo might turn up the heat as he usually does in knockout stages. But left for me, I think Copa del Rey is the only feasible trophy for Madrid. And the players are actually they are misbehaving. People like Cristiano Ronaldo, it's not bringing his A game. People like Karim Benzema. Karim Benzema is as ridiculous as strikers come. So I don't see, maybe an Asensio, but I don't see Luka Vasquez or somebody like Hakimi Aircraft actually changing the season. So basically the season is over, and I hope next season they come back better with the inclusion of some people like Hazard. I would love to see Hazard and Thibaut Courtois actually in Madrid to boost the ranks.
Yeah. Coming from a Chelsea fan, so you want Chelsea to lose Courtois and Hazard in the same season to Real Madrid?
It's for a greater cause. Madrid needs it more than Chelsea.
Awesome. So thank you for your time today, Toyoshi. We'll catch you on the flip side.